Today's debate day. And so all it used to be kind of fun back when I don't know, people just say that. But now it's just so depressing because it's so partisan. And the crazy thing is the media continues to act like they're not. They continue to spew out bad orange man talking points, rewriting history, saying, oh, we all felt it after the first debate that Trump was going to win. It's like y'all kept pushing the fact that he was down. Don't talk to me like that. There's no way that's even close to possible. That's nonsense. And all of these other talking points around, well, let's look at them instead of me going Joe Biden and rambling like an idiot. So CNN, and I'm purposely using CNN because that's the most biased source we have. CNN says there's six things to look for against Trump. And the first thing they have is the tax story, right? And according to CNN, which means it's not really true, that this is a huge story that Biden can use against Trump. It's really not. It's going to, they once again, he's going to watch for Biden to highlight how teachers and firefighters and nurses all pay on average significantly more federal income tax than Trump. Well, technically, they all made more than Trump in 2017 or 2016. Just saying. I mean, that's that. But I love how CNN is right. The story is a gift for Biden. Gee, I wonder why. I wonder why the New York Times dropped that story on the eve of the debate. So that's the first thing CNN wants you to look for. The second thing is Biden's low bar. Now, I want to connect Biden's low bar to a story that was written at LibertyNation.com's Leela K. Donner. And it's this line of thinking that for as out there and as senile as Joe Biden seems, right? We all look at him and we're like, dude, you don't know who your wife is. You're saying you've been in the Senate for 180 years, all this other stuff. We can at least, any good debater, fighter, any of these things, cannot take their opponent lying down. You have to assume this. They're going to shoot him up with the adrenaline Pulp Fiction shot, and they're going to march him out there for the first. That's why they want the 30 minutes, right? They're not going to shoot him up multiple times. Well, maybe they will. I don't know. Joe Biden seems like a wench of a woman, so I could see her just constantly, get back out there, Joe, and just sticking him. Mommy wants the White House. Now go get out there. Yeah, Joe Biden is just a despicable woman. And I don't care if you think that makes me a misogynist. The fact that she's abusing her husband for her own political or her own ends. She's just a disgrace. I could see her shooting him up with all kinds of stuff. But I could see them shooting him up, sending him out, going hard after the tax bill for the first 30 minutes and race. Tax bill, race, COVID, they'll probably run through. His opening statement will touch on all three of those. They'll cut pieces of it. They'll cut all kinds of pieces of it, and they'll run ads off of it. And I'm also going to throw this out there. We all know my track record on predictions is below the Mendoza line. But don't discount this one strategy. Shooting Joe Biden up with enough adrenaline or whatever you need to shoot him up with to get one good debate out of him. And then cancel the rest. Don't be alarmed. Don't be surprised if Joe Biden's team, if he has a good debate, considering how low this bar has been established for him. If he can run a couple sentences together and not look like a total buffoon, I could see the Democratic Party claiming victory and calling off the other two. For whatever reasons. Let him make it up. Because of COVID, because of whatever. But don't discount the fact that they're putting their entire eggs, all their eggs, the Biden campaign, on one good shot. One debate. Because just looking at how Joe Biden does over the course of multiple events, by the third or fourth event, even if they're spaced out, the man is just shot. He's done. He can't do events two or three days in a row. And the stress of doing the stress of doing these three, I think by the third one, he might not, they're not going to want him to do it, and they'll try to push it off. So don't discount the fact that they will do everything they can. Joe's going to come out swinging. He's going to insult Trump. He's going to go after his taxes. He's going to go after racism. He's going to go after all these things. He wants to get these talking points out, Joe Biden does. And he also wants to do what? He wants to get under the skin of President Trump. He wants to knock Trump off of his game. Remember, Joe Biden is a bully. He's always been a bully. So he needs to continue to do that. And of course, the way the questions and the way the topics are set up, the coronavirus response is just a softball for Joe Biden to use it to hit Trump over the head. Oh, you know, if we could have, I would have shut it down this. You could have protected him. I had a plan with Obama. All you, everything you've seen, those talking points are going to be regurgitated. The Supreme Court pick. What is Joe Biden going to say? Well, this guy over here. Come on, this guy over here. He's denying the amazing Ruth Bader Ginsburg's last wish that the American people should pick. Right? Expect that talking point to come out. It's all about getting talking points and viral moments against Trump. Things that look good in a soundbite. Because the average American's not going to watch the whole thing. Maybe they will. I don't know. So we'll have to look at that. Also, beware of the fact, my fact checkers. Get my fact checkers out there. As Hillary so proclaimed in one debate. Will Chris Wallace pull a Candy Crowley and fact check in the middle of a debate? I could see that. Absolutely. And even if Wallace does it for both of them, who do you think the legacy media is going to cut up even more and show? That's right. They're going to cut up and show the one where he fact checks Trump. So expect the tax, Trump's New York Times tax bombshell to be talked about. COVID is another way. Every topic, there's not one topic that has been released or announced that is set up to give the president any kind of momentum. Every single one of these topics is designed to put him on the defensive. Trump, you know, especially since, what are we at, the 1 million dead people across the world from quote-unquote coronavirus? That stat's going to get thrown out there. And of course, the way they say, million people have died worldwide of coronavirus, and the United States leads the way. Meanwhile, the city of Wuhan, China is having pool parties and dance clubs. Nobody's wearing masks. And I got Karen chasing me down in a cart because I'm not wearing one. Expect that line. So the first one, the tax bill is going to get drunk. Oh, Mr. President, we want to address this bombshell report for the New York Times. First off the top, before we get into anything. Boom. That's where Biden will hit him with the teachers and the firefighters pay more taxes than Trump. Trump's on the defensive. COVID. Oh, how to a million people have died, and the United States is leading the way in deaths. How could you have done a better job, President Trump? Boom. On the defensive. Race. They're going to relitigate 2016 racist narrative. They're especially going to hit hard because Trump has made outreaches to the black community because he seems to be, just seems to be. We'll know on election day. It may not. He seems to be gaining a little bit more momentum than your average Republican with the black community, especially with the Latino community. So they're going to relitigate the Mexican. Remember when you said Mexicans were rapists and murderers? Everybody remember that? Puts Trump on the defensive. If you look at the topics tonight, which one of these is designed to give Trump any bit of an opportunity to talk about the successes of his presidency? None of them. They're all designed to allow Joe to attack Trump.